police officer's responsibility is to bring peace and order to a circumstance. You do that through a number of methods, and there are a number of strategies, and sometimes it takes enforcement to accomplish that. Other times it's more of a mediation on the street in the middle of the night between two individuals. But the issue is you cannot communicate. No valid communication will ever occur between two individuals in the context of an elevated volume and an anxiety-ridden and emotion-driven crisis. And so when a police officer responds to a scene, that first thing that must be done is to bring order to the moment. And somehow that needs to be accomplished before there can ever be any rapport that develops between the officer and the other people involved. And many times things have escalated and spun out of control, and that's the whole reason the police were called. And so when we arrive at a scene, many times we're already in a twist. You've got to deal with the immediacy of the moment first, and that sometimes requires control. To get to the point here, police have essentially two types of power in a situation. The first type of power is a power of control, where you use force or coercion or the perception of power to gain compliance and obedience with the law. It's almost the power to do something to someone. But that's not the most human of powers. The most human power is the other one that we have, and that's the power of influence. And that's to use one's principles and values and communication skills to earn respect and to make positive differences in people's lives. The power to work effectively with others, the power to get a better result, the power to work through the issue. But the reality of the event at 3 a.m. on the street in our city, USA, is that somehow we have to use the authority given us under law to cut through the immediate issues. And sometimes threats are involved in that. I'm talking about even threats toward us. Dangers are involved in that. Police officers can find themselves having to deal with deadly confrontations in those moments wherein there is no control. But once control is gained, then we can start to communicate. And those are the issues and the times in which things are most likely to be misunderstood, misinterpreted. And one of the title of this program that you mentioned is the police responsibility to the community and the community's, in turn, responsibility to the police. And I think this strikes to the core of maybe one of our issues in our society, is that we sometimes just need to hush. All of us, we just need to quiet our minds, quiet the moment, quiet the event. Then we can work on solution. But nothing is ever solved in the midst of a yelling match or in the midst of an angry response that could ultimately, if left unabated, result in somebody being injured. So the way in which we build these confidences and relationships is for all of us to concentrate on de-escalation. Be quiet. Let's talk about the issue and try to shelve our anger. And that's easier for some people than it is for others. Some of us struggle with that more than others, and that's just the reality of the diversity of people and the different types of communication styles that people have. But the truth is, we'll never calm those concerns, and we'll never be able to elicit and earn respect one to another in a shout.